So,
All right, got it. So we finished the simon, then till hey.
including her, yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, simon kuf mem test again, finishing up doing a birchas hamazon by marriage and simchas chasam v'kala. So yud beis a nice basula tzarach l'smayach ima shiva yamim. If you marry a basula, you need to be happy with her for 7 days. V'nikraim shivas yamei mishta. It's called the 7 days of, literally means of drinking. All right. So, meaning it's interesting because it's two different dinim. This shivas yamei mishta that goes me'ais le'ais. Like for example, you get married tomorrow. The chuppah is at 8 o'clock, so the chiyuv of simcha is over 8 o'clock next Thursday. But sheva brachas is over on Wednesday because Thursday counts as one full day of sheva brachas. So Wednesday is the last day. Hope I'm being clear. That's a big problem because a lot of people in the summer, they schedule a sheva brachas for Thursday night, and you can't make sheva brachas after Shkia Wednesday. You can no longer make sheva brachas. I mean, there is a sheet that it holds it's allowed, but most hold it's not allowed. All right, so shivas yemei mishta here is talking about the simcha of the chasam v'kala. Halo yasam malacha v'lo yisav yitin b'shuk. They're not allowed to do malacha. They can't do business in the street. Halo yichav b'shoyse sameach ima. He eats and he drinks and he's happy with her. Beinim hu bachur oy alman. It doesn't make a difference whether he is a bachur or a widower. As long as she is a basula. Afilu hi meichelas. Even if she's meichel. Kamakam asa b'siyas malacha v'asa latzi sechidi b'shuk. It's also b'sias malacha, and this is the big one people don't get. They're so busy with the shomer the day of the wedding. The ikur is the shomer during sheva brachas, not the day of the wedding. Right? So they can't go out by themselves. It's a big issue nowadays because lots of times women are in college and they have no choice. They have to go to college. So what do they do with their chassan? So the chassan's got to go to college with them, and he sits in the car or sits in the cafeteria. They got all sorts of etzas for that. But nice a ba'ula, if somebody's marrying a ba'ula, so meaning she's not a basula, it's not her first marriage. Imhu alman. So if he's an alman, lekuli alma ain't tzarach simcha, ella shloisha yam. According to everybody, it's only simcha for 3 days. Imhu bachur, yeshem the tzarach l'smayach im shivas yamim. Some say you need to have 7 days. Kimish mevarchem b'shvila sheva brachas. Since we do make sheva brachas, but there are those that disagree. But if she's not a basula, she could be meichel. If sheva brachas falls out on a fast day, like if they get married a few days before Shabbos, but Tammuz, so do they have to fast or they don't have to fast? Fine. Yud Gimel. I know. Say Isha Tzarich Lamed Beiro Shana Tamima L'Smayach Ima. Somebody who marries a woman has to stay in the city with her for the entire year. Meaning no traveling. But it does come up nowadays also. He has to travel. She has to travel. So Mechila usually works. Shanemar Lo Yetzei Batzava. He shouldn't go out to the Tzava, to the army. Naki Yeh Lebeisai Shana Echaz. He should be clean to his house, meaning he should be available. The Simach is Ishtai, and he should make his wife happy. Avale Isha Yechayla Limcha. But she can, like we just said, she can be Moichel in most situations. Okay, Simen Kuf Nun Hilchus Tznius. Okay, so Roy Aleph, Roy lo Adam lahargalazatz v'kedusha yisera u'machshava tahira u'bedas nechayno p'shas tashmish. Person should have extra kedusha and pure thoughts during intimacy. La'yaka roish yemishtai, he shouldn't have kalas roish with her. Piv, and he shouldn't have nivel peh v'divrei havai afilu beina in bad things, even between him and her, because it says, and it's going to say, after a person passes away, it's going to say to him, what was his conversation? Even the minor talk between a man and a wife, they're going to say it over to him, b'shas hadin. When they're together in intercourse, they should not talk to each other, like kodem lachain, and not before that. Elamashu beinyan tashmish. See, that's the big disclaimer there. Only things that need tashmish. Meaning, what he's saying is that you shouldn't You shouldn't stop be talking about your basketball team and this and that in the middle of intimacy. Intimacy, but all the talking, the intimacy for that's going to make the wife be happy and all that, then that's most definitely required. And of course it's mutter. Right? Adarava, not only is it mutter, it's gotta be done. Bim hoyu bekas, and if they are bekas, meaning they're angry at each other, also l'shama shalzima, he's not allowed to be together with her. Yachal adabar ima l'ratzois v'shis bayis, but then he could talk to her to try and calm her down and make her happy. Yishamish batzneya hafshari, and you should be mishamish of the most sneas possible. Hu l'mata v'hi l'mala, he should be on the, hu l'mata v'hi l'mala zeu derech azos, him on the bottom, she on the top, that's considered chutzpah. Shimshu shneim ke'echad, if they're together, meaning side by side, zeh derech ikesh, that's crooked. Amrola Rabbi Elazar shekol kachoy mishamish be'ema be'yira ad shehi adai mekilu kafoy shade. He has intimacy with such nervousness or fear. He looked. It was like as if a shade took him over. Obviously, and this goes for the entire simon. This is at a time that they didn't know from preetzes. They didn't see preetzes. We see more preetzes in a frum chasana than they ever saw in their entire lives in Europe when the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was written. So you have to adjust these halachas based on what we have to deal with. Beis b'shasa ziva yeshlo harba divrei Torah, when he's together with his wife, he should think about divrei Torah, shah dover shabakadusha, and any other dover shabakadusha. And even though you're not allowed to talk Torah because everybody's undressed, hear her mutter u'mitzvah. Thinking in Torah is mutter and it's a mitzvah. We don't say that thinking is like talking in this situation. Even though when you're walking through the streets that are dirty and smelly, you're not even allowed to think in Kedusha. That's because of this concept of your machane should be kadosh. But if the asur goes to erva, kiduchsiv ervas davar dajmeril sal dibur asur here is mutter. That also comes up a common question. People are on a plane, and there's people dressed improperly, so you can't talk in learning, but you're allowed to think in learning. Fine. Again, if any of this will affect the performance in the bedroom, et cetera, then do not do this. But I guess the shayla can be asked personally. Gimel, also l'shamash lor aner, you cannot have lights on, aval pi shamafa b'talisa, even if you cover yourself with a talis. Aval im ha'isa mechitza gavai yutfachim l'fnei aner, but if you make a mechitza of 10 tfachim high in front of the candle, then mutter, it is mutter. Oh, there's going to be light coming. That's not considered necessarily also. Vayin le'el, simen pei, sif ayin vav. That's about making the mechitza on Shabbos. V'chein, also l'shamash b'yayim, ela b'bayis ofel. It's also l'shamash b'yayim only in a dark room. Right? But now exactly how you define dark. V'layla ima levana me'ira aleim lehedja, the moon will be going on them in the morning and in the night, then that's also asur if it goes straight on them. If there's a light in another room and it goes into this room, you need to darken you have to try and darken it with a talus. Okay, there's a lot. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch happens to be more machmer on these types of halachas. Dalit, also ladam l'shamash mitas b'nei kol adam im hu neyar. You're not allowed to be together if the person that you're with is up. Afilu al yidei hefzik mechitza asara, even if there's a mechitza in between them asara. B'nei tinek she'en yidei ledaber mutter. But if it's a baby, it's a common question. If the baby can't speak, even if the baby is up, then it is mutter. Hey, also let's talk about some makom. You're not allowed to stare at the private parts of the woman. Shekol mustakel sham ein loy boishes panim. He doesn't have any busha va'ayver alatznei aleches, that you have to be matznu amaver a busha me'al panim, and he removes the busha from his face. Shekol mizbayish ain't a chayte, because somebody who has busha doesn't do a chet. Tichsev, ubaavur tia yirase al panechem. When it says you should have fear on your faces, ubaavusha levilti sechatol, that you won't do a chet. Va'oy, dekamagori yetzahara but nafshe. It's going to cause the yetzahara on you. Kol shekena noishik sham, and for sure, anybody who kisses there, shayver al kol eile, va'oyver gamal bal tishaksu as nafshe sechem. He's over on also on bal tishaksu. Okay. We will stop over there and stay tuned tomorrow for more of these halachas. Have a fine night.